There it is, folks, the last Templars castle I'm going to do for you for the moment, of Monson. I had to look at the cars behind me, sorry. And hitchhiking is not that good here, but before I was lucky. I'm in Aragon, not as good as in Catalonia. Catalonia is fantastic, actually. So, I got taken hitchhiking by a Basque person. These are the most solidary people probably in Spain. The Basques, Rhesus negative, RH neg, he even told me so, and the Catalonians. I'm not sure if you can see it, you know, it's so hard. Oh yeah, there they are. These are vultures or eagles. Quite a lot of them. North of Spain, nice. Really worth it. So there's the Templars castle. So I can feel it. I'm outside of Catalonia. You know, nobody's taking me hitchhiking. No. Back in Spain. A lot of Spaniards here. Like in Alicante, hitchhiking doesn't work. It's fascist, most of them. Very few exceptions, maybe. Catalonia, it's fantastic. So much solidarity. Just before, Basque people, even a guy from Madrid, a fan of my videos, he told me the only ones are good there are the Basques, and they are RH negative and they're good, eh? So back in Spain, so I'll do that, 1.5 clicks. So there it is. It's maybe the last or one of the last I'm gonna do for you, at least in this tour. Real Templars castle. An old man, he gave me some other addresses, but it's so tiring to hitchhike. In Spain, you cross the border, Catalonia, to the other regions, it doesn't work anymore. It's so bloody tiring. If I had a car, I'd do it for you, all right? But, I can't, there are thousands, tens of thousands, I don't know how many. Here's the Camino de Santiago, you know, the pilgrims thing. I don't know what that is. Yeah, it looks like two. I don't know what. They don't look very human to me. Look at their heads, eh? I'm almost there, folks. Another real Templars castle. Hey, it's full of it. It's like, you know, like another McDonald's. I already told you that, I know. There's as common as a bakery. They're everywhere. I'm not gonna film more of them. I'm fed up with it anyway. And there are some more. One man, he told me there's one in Asco, as you can see here. Asco, Templario. And the old man today told me at Montagnana, and there's one at Via Campasarelos. Passarelas. It's everywhere. I can't possibly, you know, I have to walk most of it with all the 30 k's on my backpack, on my back. I can't possibly show them all, eh? It's probably the last one. So I do not think anymore that the Knights Templars were just an elusive mystique order that disappeared. And how is it possible, you know, something that had disappeared that have taken over all the power? Well, they haven't disappeared. And they were everywhere. It's just not like Hollywood, you know, just a few men and disappeared, they all got killed, the good ones got... No, 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 no. They were the bad ones. And they're still here, right? There's so many. Everywhere. I filmed a lot of them now. But only in France there were 9,000 commanderies. In 1307 when the king... Philip II, he arrested them. All over Europe, there's still thousands to see in France. All over Europe, there must have been tens of thousands of commanderies and castles. Everywhere. You know, the first son, he got the castle, and the second, if you survived. Second, you know, or third, it was too much for one person to, you know, to build another castle. So they all grouped together, eh? In their own castles, monasteries, and commanderies, pretending, you know, to be Christians. I hear some stuff about the Civil War. Just figure out yourself. Probably a lot of lies, you know. Hey. Okay. You should see that video of Guillermo del Toro. Oh, I forgot the name. I don't know what it says here. It says Castillo Templario. Here's English. Here says Military Templar Castle. There. This one here. Right? Here's the coat of arms. Oh, here it is. Well, you can see the coat of arms of it. They want me to get in, pay, you know, I just don't do it. Then there was it. There's not much to see anyway. I mean, all the real things, you know, there was nothing 200 years ago. You know, look at that, what a brave guy, eh? Oh, the brave warriors, come on, Swissy. I know more. Pretending they were against the Muslims. Well, I've shown you. They were together with Salah ad-Din. Yeah, you read this yourself. Now you know why two blokes on one horse? They were poor second, third sons of the, this is Philip IV, of the aristocracy. So that church there is even a cathedral. And again, you know, from the year 1089. Always the same. 11th century, I could have guessed it. Yeah, Castillo de Monzón. Yeah, look, it was conquered in 1089. Ah, it was a Muslim from the 8th century. And the donation to the Knights Templars in 1143. They were called warriors. Well, come on. A bunch of backstabbers. And if they don't stab you with a knife in the back, you know, they'll use something else. You know what I mean? Okay. Bunch of homos. Yeah, that one's like 3.5 euros, you know, from seeing nothing. Just, you know, that's not why I'm here. You know, it takes me a lot of time. I don't care. I don't care. It's, I just want to show you that they were everywhere. That's what it's all about. So there it is, the Templars Castle, the last one. See, there it is, this one here. Yeah. Here's the town. There's a cathedral here. Oh, no. There's some nice meadows. I think I'm gonna sleep there somewhere. And here you can, you know, they did some nice, you know, some good propaganda. Look, it says in Arabic, I think. They did some good propaganda around it. Oh, they're holy. Look at how holy they are. You know, there's the Templars Castle, and here it is. And you can read some more. So the children, oh, we are going to be a Templar. They have no idea. I mean, they're the ones who won the battle. Oh, come on, let's dress up as a Templar. Hey, shall we do that? Look with the children. Oh, they're the heroes of our ancestors. I mean, they wrote history. Yeah, look, let's dress up as a Templar, dude. Oh, man, good propaganda. They did a fantastic job, eh? Yeah, look. All that. Oh, a Templar for the day, you know, come on, yeah. Man. A holy Templar. It looks like the Pope, that one, right? Yeah, you can read some more about them. Things in English, you know, just sponge pores. Oh, they did a good job, eh? Be a Templar for the day. Well, I've got enough of it, eh? They were everywhere, okay? You saw the satanic symbols. You saw the octagon. This is what is important. I've been telling you about this. You saw the concept of three, the concept of four. This is what is important. You saw the downward pyramid, as in Auschwitz. If you go into one of their churches, you know, you have to bow for the devil. I mean, that's what you worship in a church anyway, you know, it's all devil worship anyway, in the church. You don't need a church. A church is, you know, by the aristocracy anyway. They all go together. You see all the presidents, how they kiss the Pope's hand, you know? And they bow deeper than his bloody ass, they do. Yeah. They won the war. And they did a hell of a good propaganda. Look at this. They're holy. What a heroes. They did a fantastic propaganda. What a heroes. Every man wants to be a Templar once in a while. Eh? Well, not me, dude. I'm getting out of here. Tired of it. Yeah, look. There's a coat of arms on it here. Very interesting one with a square. And two times a Templar V. It's not an X. It's two times and a crown, of course. Looks like an X, but you can also imagine two times a Templar's V. Or a triangle for the concept of three and the whole square. Well, anyway, it looks... And there are four little squares in the big square. Makes five together as the five fingers you see here. Oh, it's a funny one. I can't really figure that one out. Eh? Can you?
No, I'm just a slave with the Templar's cross. I don't really know. I just carried the sword for today, you know, so I look like a real tough bloke, eh?
Get out of here. Look at the entrance, you know, this is what you pay for. Probably the same made in China inside, eh? Anyway, I can guess it. That's not what I'm here for. Look, they even have a Templars runner. Yeah.
Run, you Templars, we're gonna get you. I'm after you. Break down your pyramid.
Actually, I didn't want to go inside, but then the lady, she convinced me. She persuaded me to go inside. I said, oh, okay, well, I'll pay you then. And as she saw that I know about the Knights Templars, and she was very interested. She said, okay, you don't have to pay. You can go in for free. Lovely. I know there's a reason that I had to see this. She gave me this thing here, you know, to listen to it. But for me, there's other things I'm looking after. As I have only one half an hour left, I'll just walk down. Oh, the real Templar's castle, eh? Yeah. It looks like a lot of stuff is renovated, like this wall here.
Escuchamos en la vida de Mario, como buscando un mundo ilusión.
devil. If you go in, you pass the devil. Baphomet. Say you got a goat. Look at that, with a downward pyramid of death. Now that's what Templars do, eh? So you worship the devil, yeah. Sounds like the devil, dude. Telling the story, there were some magnificent guys. And the SS, they had exactly this sign here on their, you know, for sergeant or Feldwebel or I don't know what, on their uniforms. If you go in here, you know, you attract the devil. Okay, well, I'm going to have a nice night tonight. He's got only one eye here. The all-seeing eyes. Oh, nice. Let's get out of here. It was a Templar's, what was it, cathedral, I think it even was. Oh, there's more to see. And here's a typical place for reunions for Freemasons, Templars, Domus Templi, Octagon. There we go, the Octagon. These are the things I am looking for. Why these two stones like this, you know, like here, where is it? Here. The concept of four, two times. This is in the middle of nowhere. Also a funny pyramid in here, eh? Where is it? Yeah. Just like the goat, but the other way around. Yeah, they just close the gate, drag some kiddies in here, whatever they do, right? Domus Templi. It's the same thing of the of that brochure. So I know where that comes from. Now, this is interesting. This here. Ah, concept of four. Hello, guys, eh? Just the concept of four. The other one was the concept of three. Up there. Now let's have a look at this here. What is this? I can't see what it is. That looks really fishy to me, like, ah, this is where they hid things, treasures. They put like the Baphomet in here. So that means the square, and the compass is here. As slight as you can see it. All together, giving the octagon. I don't want to be here when the moon is shining through that thing. I don't think so. Look at the cornerstone, you know, for the, by the, I forgot their names, you see, anyway, you see here, it's a square, and here's a little square with the concept of three in it as well, two triangles, and it's a concept of four, you know, the last thing, you know, Le Maçon de Douar. I forgot the name. Okay, I'm tired. Yeah. So all the other stones don't have it. And then they put the last piece, they put it like here, and these tiny little things here. So this says square and compass. Now, here, yeah, I don't know what it is. It says dollar sign to me. dollar sign. M for Mason. Templar's Cross. Twelfth century. It's always the same. Before there wasn't any. I have no idea what kind of a room this is. I think this is about the... Oh, look at the maps. This is interesting. See any star forts, maybe? Well, anyway, this is about the... I think it's about the renovation of the stuff here. Even in here, the whole thing is Masonic. You see the triangles in here. This is a triangle, this, and there. And the whole thing is a square. It's square and compass. 60 degrees, and the whole thing is 90. The 90 degree thing for a square. Very Masonic, the whole thing. There again. The same thing at the, as at the entrance of the door. You know, the downward pyramid with the goat. Hello guys and girls. What kind of a nasty place is this? Hello. Is Sean Ross still in there? Yeah, I know, he's been in there for 20 years, yeah, locked in by the Swiss. Well, you can come out now, there's nothing left of him anyway. It says dormitorios, where they slept, the sodomist. Oh, look at this. What is that? Didn't I see all this stuff like on that, under that pyramid at the Templars, you know, where they followed me? So, probably here. Yes. Ah, they found it down here. Ah, in the dungeon. Somebody probably like scratched it in the wall. They are Satanists. I know. Look at that. You still think they're not Satanists. Look at all this here. It's all alchemy or whatever. Pharaonic stuff. Yeah, well. Maybe even was one of them, eh? Yeah, now I know the word again. Le compagnon de devoir. If you're so tired, you can't think anymore. They got another one on the other side. Hey, dudes. They made this little booklet then, eh? So, what happened? This actually belonged, as the other castles, in Tortosa and Miravet, it belonged to the Caliph before, the Sultan, to the Arabic aristocracy. But in the meantime, we had our kings, the European kings. Yeah, this is what happened. And they defeated these blokes here. And then the Templars came, and they needed two world wars, and in Spain, a civil war, to put their new order reign. They killed the Tsars, they killed the, you know, the old world order. So that's why, right after the Second World War, they said all together, as Saladin, he was a Knights Templar as well, he was one of these, as I've shown you in my video, Templario, as they finally had it all the Europeans dead, two world wars, so they could say, now we'll have our Eurabia. Because Saladin, he was one of us, and he helped us to get the Templar's treasure out of Jerusalem. You know, the kings, the real monarchy, I'm not talking about the constitutional monarchies of today, there are no real monarchies, they would never had it happen, you know, this invasion of Muslims. But as we have as Templars rule, they made it happen. Because they're all together with the Muslims. with the second, third, fourth sons of the Muslims who wanted the same thing. That's why we have them all here. And again, I have nothing against them, you know. But they should, our masters should stop lying about it all. And they even present these dudes here as the heroes. Even the heroes of, you know, of the white race. So many Nazis, neo-Nazis, walking around with Templar's flag. They are your worst enemy. These ones are your worst enemy. Germanic tribes. So you understand what happened now? You get it? Shall I chew it out for you? Oh. The King of France, he was right. Philip the Fair, he was right. This is why we had the fire in the Notre Dame, eh? It's why he burned them. If I would have been there, I would have helped the king. Yeah. Saint Croix Rose du Plessis would have been there. Oh, it's too late now. We're gone. We lost. We're gone. Completely invaded, you know. All because of these ones here. These pharaohs. They're presented as the heroes because they won all the wars. Look, they're presented as the heroes. It's the worst nightmare we ever had, eh? Here they are. Two homos on a horse. Okay, folks, that was it, eh? Swiss crossy. Swissy cross. Hey, eh, Swissy? Interesting enough, these red flowers always grow on the battlefield afterwards. Like the Battle of Waterloo was full of these. And German Klapprosen. I forgot the name in French. I forgot it. I knew it in English too, but I forgot it. Here, you see, next to the castle. Probably dumped all the people there. I don't know if it's still, you know, even if it's 1,000 years afterwards, if it would have the same effect. Or if it's just like feeding themselves on the bodies, or, you know, I don't know. But they grow up on battlefields, or maybe they dumped a lot of executed people here. Or the people who were storming the castle. Oh, I can put my tent here. Oh, that's not a good, you know, people, I don't think it's a good place. There will be security, same problem as yesterday, and oh boy, if it starts raining, I'm gone. It's going to be a tsunami coming down here, eh? Even if it looks nice from this side, there will be a damn tsunami coming down there. That's why the red flowers, baby. Right? The tsunami flowers. So here on this map of Monson, look how, what a nice guy, you know, he looks like the Flintstones, hey? Like Fred, Fred, hey Barney. You know, so the children, they grow up with it. It's just like the square and compass on the playground, or the battleground, you know. It's a very good propaganda, you know. Look at it. Good job. And here you can see him again here at the map here. You know, it's all a lie. And when I talk, told people, like nice people, you know, working like in a... at a museum or where, you know, like here in Spain, especially the Spanish, I think, you know, the French are quite different, but the Spanish, they all believed in it, like they were the ones who got rid of the Caliph and the Moors and the Saracens. They are the heroes, and they were quite shocked by all the things I told them, because they're like, since little kids, you know, they've seen these pictures, they're the nice ones, the Templars, look, they defended us. And they all believe it. And I break down the pyramid, and I broke down their dreams. And I could see they believe me, because I gave all the information.
It's propaganda, you know, they won the war. Friday the 13th, in America, in an elevator, there's not even a 13th floor. You know, they just skip it, because it's all Templar stuff, the Masons. It's a Mason New World Order country, the US. No 13th floor. It's crazy. Very good propaganda, you know. Don't believe. Oh, and he's doing the all-seeing eye. Look at it. He's doing the all-seeing eye here as well. Hey, Swissy. Don't pull me that one, Swissy.